Talking to Tennessee softball co-head coach Ralph Weekly, joining us on the Stanley Fence Gates Hotline. Ralph, are you nice and tanned and relaxed after coming back from Mexico?
Yeah, I'm nice and tanned and relaxed and got a lot more gray hair. But other than that,
did you bring me a puka? Did you bring me a puka shell necklace or some chiclets?
You know, I probably should have, but I didn't. But, what the heck?
Hey, Ralph. Let me start it off. Let me ask you. You know, every year when the first time we talked to you about the new squad, one of my favorite things to learn about and find out about is the new girls, whose name I'm going to be hearing Brian call, and who we're going to be talking about, like Kiki Malloy would be one of them, Lawyer Malloy's daughter. Tell me about the new girls on the team and how they're doing so far.
Well, you know, we've got some really good ones on the team. And in fact, and I will tell you about those guys, but this is the best talent top to bottom we've ever had. We're just kind of suffering because of injuries in the pitching department right now. But in addition to Kiki Malloy, we have a young lady from the Nashville area by the name of KK McCrary. And she's doing really well, playing a lot of games. Another girl from the Nashville area, Josie Willingham, who we are going to start at shortstop this week, and we're going to start her at shortstop last week. But as we were warming up in the outfield, one of our other players threw a ball, and Josie was looking at a home run and hit her in the head, so she missed the tournament, you know, the rest of the tournament. But she's back now and ready to go. We have a young lady from the Columbia, Tennessee area by the name of Anna Fox, who came in and played really well down in Mexico and made some great plays down there. We have a girl, Madison Weber, from the Knoxville area, who's a first baseman and doing really well, has started several games for us. And primarily our pitchers, too, Callie Turner and Anna Hazelwood. Callie's from Florida. Anna's from West Tennessee, but they're doing the best we can, considering that all we have to pitch right now are freshmen who had no experience.
You know, you were talking about pitching, and I think everything that everybody asked me after the first weekend was, well, why didn't Ashley Rogers pitch, and what are you going to do? Because, and I think in that first weekend, you saw a lot of really gutsy performances from Callie Turner and Sam Bender as well, and Kiki getting out there. What is the status of the pitching staff right now with Ashley Rogers out at this point?
Well, the bottom line is that these freshmen are getting a lot of experience. Callie Turner is an excellent talent. In fact, her batting average against, and she's faced a lot of top 25, faced four of those teams in the first week and a half, and her batting average against is .214, and she's throwing the ball almost 70 miles an hour. Her problem is that she has 21 walks, and that's what kind of killed her against Arizona. You know, she was on the junior Olympic team, and she pitched against Arizona. We lost the game 8-0, but we put 7 batters on base in the first inning. And I asked Callie later, I said, what happened? And she said, well, you know, coach, I walked out to the mound, and I looked in the other dugout, and I saw Mike Candrea. And those of you that don't know Candrea, he's a legend and won 8 or 9 national championships and 1 gold medal. So I wasn't
shook a little bit.
She got shook a little bit, but she had some great performances this past week, too. And, you know, I think she's going to do really, really well. I mean, I'm pretty amazed, really, that we are 6-2, considering that we have none of the 3 pitchers that we ended the season with last year. Mm-hmm. We had put a lot of faith into Ashley Rogers, and it's certainly not Ashley's problem that she's injured. She's doing everything she can to get back. But to think we were going to have to play this kind of schedule and open against Northwestern, who beat Florida State and several other good teams this past weekend down there, and they're All-American, and go with those freshmen, I think we're in pretty good position, but we certainly need Rogers back.
Hey, you have wins already this season against Northwestern. You mentioned they went on a good run. They're a top 25 team and had a really good weekend down at the ESPN tournament in Clearwater. And then the win over Arizona State, which spanned the course of 2 days. Then Arizona State walked off Kentucky this past weekend, who's one of the teams that's picked right there with Tennessee in the SEC. These wins thus far have to have you feeling good about where you are, especially considering the circumstances.
Yes, and you know, we have some good things happening, too. We have a lot of good things happening. I mean, I'm really proud of this team, and it's very talented. But offensively, we have 8 hitters hitting over 300 and led by Amanda Ayala, who's hitting 458 and was all tournament down at in Mexico.
Is that all, Ralph? 458? I mean, could it not have been 459? Yep. I mean, geez.
Yes, and you know, I'm really proud, like I said, of the hitting. And, you know, we've hit 8 home runs, and this freshman staff has only allowed 2. So there's some areas that we're doing really well in and others that we're just young. And, you know, Karen is just doing an outstanding job preparing these kids and preparing our defense and working with our pitchers. And Marty McDaniel's doing a good job there. You can't play freshman pitchers against top 25 teams day in and day out. It's just tough.
Hey, talking with Ralph Weekly, co-head coach, Lady Vol softball over on the Hill. Ralph, I'm going to switch gears. I'm going to ask you a question that's more of a it's more of a question about baseball, softball, period. But I know you've seen what's gone on with the Astros with the video sign stealing and buzzers and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like a lot of people on the record saying that that is the most egregious style of cheating, that it bothers me. If you can steal them, if you can steal them the right way, it's an art. And how much time goes into changing signals and processes? And what's your opinion on all that?
Well, I think it's wrong, and yeah, I think it's terribly wrong. And I think cheating, period, is wrong, and I think stealing players, which goes on in our game, is wrong. And I'll tell you one thing about Karen and I, we're not going to go after somebody else's players. We're going to develop our own players, you know. And if I have to win a national championship by going out and stealing somebody else's players, I don't think I could look myself in the mirror.
I always say, Ralph, and it sounds like you, I know you and Karen have ran your program this way the entire time, dating back to when I was in college. Winning matters, but how you win matters too.
I agree with that 100%. And, you know, we're here to teach these kids life lessons, not just softball lessons.
Ralph, we go into this weekend, head to Tampa tournament at USF. It's another tough field. FIU has some good talent. You play UCF, who is off to a really good start outside of a run rule loss to the number one team in the country, Washington. And then you play a USF team who was winless until they knocked off back-to-back ranked teams.
Yeah, and you know that USF, I've got their schedule right in front of me. They've lost to Michigan, Florida, Oklahoma State, Alabama, Texas Tech, Georgia, and UCLA, all top 25 teams. So South Florida, they may be 2-6, but those 6 losses came to those kind of schools. And looking at Florida International, they've only played 3 games, but they beat Cal Berkeley 6-1, and that raised my interest quite a bit. And they also beat Syracuse. And like you said, Central Florida is a team that is, if it's not in the top 25 this week, it will be very quickly. So, yeah, there's no let up. And again, we got our shortstop back, the kid that got hit in the head, and she's ready to play. And hopefully we'll be okay. And, you know, you just got to play the hand that's dealt you. You can't sit around and moan about it. And one thing, like Karen says all the time, these freshmen are going to be a lot better when Ashley Rogers comes back. And what's really important to us is the SEC, and we want to do really well in the SEC, and we should be at 100% strength when we get to the SEC.
How much can that help you? Last thing for you, we'll let you get back to getting ready for that big tournament this weekend, but how much does it help you knowing that some of these young kids are getting a lot of experience and they're frankly taking some lumps right now, but then you get your number one pitcher back? They have all that experience. I don't think, based on what they've seen thus far, those SEC games are going to be intimidating to them at all.
I hope not, and I think you're absolutely right. And like Eric asked in his first question, these freshmen are good. This is the best freshman class, top to bottom, that we've had here. And, you know, the schedule remains tough, too. Even before the SEC, for the fans in this area, we're hosting Stanford and hosting North Carolina. So, you know, we're going to be prepared, and, you know, we're going to go in there and fight every game. And I couldn't be more proud of them. I got to tell you one last thing that coincides with Eric's first question. We decided since the game against the Mexican Olympic team, and they are good. We faced Dallas Escobedo, who is an All-American from Arizona State. They're all USA players and All-Americans on that Mexico team. And we started all of our freshmen and started Kiki Malloy on the mound and only lost in the seventh inning 2-0. So I was really proud of our young kids.
Those kids are going to play a huge role the rest of the year. Can't wait to see it this weekend.
It's like growing up. I mean, you literally, yeah, from the beginning of your freshman year to the middle of the freshman year to the grind, getting to finishing it up. It's like going through an entire college career in one season. They'll be different players by the time it's over.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This weekend, Friday, 11:30 a.m. and 2 o'clock, that's Florida International and then Central Florida. Saturday, 9 a.m. against Central Florida again, and 2 o'clock against South Florida. Then wrap it up Sunday at 11:30 against USF. All of that on the UT Game Day app and utsports.com. I'll be getting on the airplane with you all on Thursday. Ralph, thanks so much for carving out some time for us this morning. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll see you at the field.
And thanks for having me on.